The Tate Britain has unveiled a series of festive commissions with a Christmas tree as the centrepiece, a tree that lacks any decoration and is suspended in mid-air upside down. The Tate Britain has unveiled a series of festive commissions with a Christmas tree as the centrepiece, a tree that lacks any decoration and is suspended in mid-air upside down. The idea of an upside-down Christmas tree is not a new one. The artist herself, former Turner Prize nominee Shirase Hoshieri, exhibited a similar tree at the Tate Britain in 1993, but its roots go back much further. In the Middle Ages, in Central and Eastern Europe, there was a tradition of hanging the Christmas tree from the ceiling upside down. With its point at the bottom broadening towards the top, it was thought to resemble the cross of Jesus. But in order to grasp the significance of the Tate Britain tree, we need to look at its roots. These have been kept intact and coated in gold leaf. Hoshieri writes that she would like us to recognise that the roots are the source of the pine tree's continued stability, nourishment and longevity. She continues, "As the roots remain hidden, it is best to seek what is hidden rather than what is apparent." When I worked as an astronomer, this is exactly what many of my colleagues were doing. As they looked at the stars and galaxies, what they were really seeking were the hidden things, the invisible dark matter or dark energy that dominate the universe, or the physical laws that give the cosmos its stability. But what if the roots of our universe lie even deeper than that? It's worth noting that the roots on Hoshieri's tree needed to be covered in gold leaf. Left in their natural condition, the roots of a tree have an ordinariness that conceals their vital importance. When people encountered Jesus, they generally found someone who looked very ordinary, whether as a baby in the manger or as a condemned man being executed by crucifixion. People often found him to look no more spectacular than the bare roots of a tree. But some of those who knew Jesus became convinced that there was more to him than meets the eye. In fact, one of his followers, the Apostle John, even went so far as to describe Jesus as the Logos, the Word, and as the true light which enlightens everyone. As the roots remain hidden, it is best to seek what is hidden rather than what is apparent. I think we can all learn from this tree. The most important things are often the things we cannot see, but even when the most important things can be seen, their true glory might still be hidden.